Good morning, good morning, good morning. Christ is King this morning. You may be wiping some tears from your eyes, but Christ is still King, and that's all we need to know. Who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who made the animals? Who made you and me? Christ did. Our Lord and our Savior, He did. God did. He did such a wonderful job, such a perfect job in creating the world, creating both you and I. Nobody can top Him. Nobody can stand next to Him. He is the undisputed King and champ of the universe, of the world. He created creation. He is the creator of all things, mankind, and that is good news this morning. No matter what you woke up to this morning, know that you still have a plan. So many people fall by the wayside. So many people get sucked up into the cares and the stresses and the worries of life, and they forget, or they never even know, that God has a plan for them. That God loves them so much that He created a life. He created a pattern. He created a blueprint just for them. So pray for someone this morning that you know they haven't realized that God is waiting for them to surrender everything. And there's so much peace that comes when you give it all to God. You may still have a mountain of bills. Your spouse may not have come home last night. They may have been gone for a while. Your children may be over here and over there. Your daughter may be coming to you again with another baby for you to have to rock while she goes out and makes another baby. But still know that God never loses control, that He has a plan and a purpose for your life. And when we begin to seek that plan and seek that purpose, it may not be easy. But once you get it deep down on the inside, that God has a plan and a purpose for me, that I don't have to live in the state that I'm in. This current situation is not my destination. We'll be okay. The load will be a little bit lighter. The stress will lessen when we realize that God has a plan and a purpose. God has a plan. God has a plan. Seek His plan this morning. And if you can't put all of the pieces of the puzzle together, find a reason to praise Him. Find joy. Go do something that brings you joy. Go do something that makes you happy, but it shines the glory on God. Because in everything we do, God wants us to give Him glory and acknowledge Him. This is all good news this morning. This is all good news. Be ye lifted up. And as I speak to you, I speak to myself. Because sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes God will not allow the phone to ring. Sometimes God will not release you to make a phone call and say, pray for me. He won't even allow you to send a text, because I believe in those moments He wants you and I to know that He is all we need to make it through those moments, because they're just moments. This too shall pass. I want to encourage you this morning to put Christ in your crisis. Put Christ in your crisis. Put Christ in your confusion. Do it. Put Him center. Focus. Make Him the center. Give Him all the attention. Because once we put Christ in our crisis, I believe that's when He can move. That's when He can juggle some things. And that's when He can readjust some stuff and critique some things and remove some people, when we put Christ in our crisis. When we put Him in our confusion, He'll show you His word and say, I never gave you confusion in the first place. I gave you power, love. I gave you a sound mind. God is great, and He is worthy to be praised no matter what we find ourselves in. this morning. Pray for somebody today that they put Christ in their crisis. Put Christ in your communication. When you put him in your communication, you won't pop off at the mouth. When you put Christ in your communication, you'll be able to sit there and look the enemy in the face and say, I remember a time when I would have clapped back. But now I have Christ in my communication, and no weapon I know formed against me will be able to prosper. This is all good news this morning. Christ is King. No matter what we see happening in the government, in the community, no matter what we see happening in our families, the ones who think that they are on their way to heaven and they're not, the ones that think that they have a place waiting for them, but they are still living in habitual sin. My God, we need to learn how to put Christ in our crisis, Christ in our communication, Christ in our confusion. We need to do that this morning because we need him in every area of our lives. But sometimes I think we forget that he's the one that wants us to come. He is the one. He's the only one who's waiting on his attention, who's waiting on us to serve him, who's waiting on us to show devotion, consistent devotion to him. And he does that because he can. And he does that because he knows that he created us to worship him and make him center. But Satan wants us to make him first and make him Lord and make him our Savior, who we bow down to. And the devil himself, he is a liar. He could not do the right thing if he tried. It's not even in his DNA to do the right thing. It's not even in his DNA to seek God. It's not. And it's not even in God's makeup to be anything like Satan. So you know what that makes them? Adversaries that are against one another. God is not for Satan, and Satan is not for God. And that's good news also, because that lets us know who is who and whose side we need to be on. Satan is never going to steer us in the right direction, but God always steers us in the right direction. Satan will steer us in the wrong direction and then turn around and say, look what you did. Oh, I can't believe that you just did that. And you're looking at Satan like, but you're the one who told me to go and do it. Now you're going to rub it in my face. God never does that. He guides us onto the right path. And into the right direction. And when we're on that path, he guides us and he holds our hand and he shows us when trouble is coming. So we have to know who, whose side we're on this morning. We have to know whose side we're on. We have to know that we have to make Christ center. We have to put Christ in our crisis. We have to put him in everything. If we're driving down the street, we have to put him first in that. Because how many times have you left to go someplace but ended up in another place, and you ended up saying, well, I'm glad I came here and not went where I thought I was supposed to go at first? That's Christ guiding you, leading you, because he loves you. And I love him this morning. And no matter what I'm going through today, I know that God loves me. I don't understand everything that he does. I don't understand everything that he allows. But I know that he loves me. I know that he loves me. And I know that he loved me enough to say, Keisha, you can't have a lifestyle of habitual sin, whatever my sin was. He said, this can't be a part of who you are. So we have to begin, when God shows us that, we have to begin to ask him, God, show me how to get out. Show me how to stop this. Show me how to put an end to this. Help me to crucify my flesh. And God wants to do it, and he will do it if we let him. If we let him. My prayer is that people will begin to let God in. so that he can help them get on the straight and the narrow path. When we're on the straight and narrow path, we won't have a spouse and have a chick on the side across town, or have a sugar daddy in another city. We won't do that. When Christ is King, when we've surrendered every area of our lives to Him, we won't do that. We won't do such things, because we will have given Him every area of our lives. I hope that I have said something this morning that has blessed you, that has made you say, I want to see God on a deeper level. I want to know Him in His fullness. This is not where I'm supposed to be. Maybe you're in a position where all of your bills are paid on time, your kids are doing okay, you know, you got a cushy job, you know, your neighborhood you live in is nice, you got in your car this morning, you cranked it up, it turned over, it's able to take you to point A to point B. Maybe you're not on government assistance, maybe you are the choir director, maybe you sit on the usher board at church, maybe you're the head kitchen person at your church. Maybe all those things are happening for you and you can say, yay, good for me. My life is just grand. Well, let me say to you that there is always room, more room for growth in the things of God. Notice most of those things that I named really, you know, had nothing to do with growing in God. Had nothing to do with His word. Those are things that God blesses us to be able to testify about. My kids are doing good. You know, my job, you know, I have a cushy job. I have a nice car. You know, it's not a raggedy car. But what I'm talking about is growing in God in your prayer life, growing in God and meditating on Him, growing in God and studying your word, growing in God and loving people on a higher level. Those are the things that I'm talking about this morning. So you all be blessed. Pray for me. It is my honor to continue to pray for you. At 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I can be up, but I'm praying for you. That is my honor to do that. I'm so thankful that God gave me a compassionate heart for people, all people, even people who don't treat you so good sometimes. I'm glad that God gave me a sensitive and a compassionate heart even for them. And I've seen God, and I see God turning and changing the hearts of people, the attitudes of people. God wants to do it, not only for me, but for you and the people who are attached to you. Be blessed today. Pass this podcast today to someone that you know stands in the need of just a little bit of encouragement. Be kind to somebody today, just because you can do it. Do it outside the box. Do it to that person who really doesn't particularly care for you. I'm not telling you to do something that I have not done, that I have not made it a lifestyle to do. Pursue the people and the things that God has ordained you to. And then stop every now and then and say, God, am I pursuing a person who could care less about being in a relationship with me? Am I pursuing a relationship and the person will always treat me like I'll never be on their level? Sometimes it's good to stop and ask God these things, because my testimony is God had me stop and check myself. And when I stopped and I checked myself, I weighed the relationship. I weighed how I had reached out versus the other person reaching out. And God was like, you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to waste that time anymore. I want you to be still and know that I am God. So just take all these things into consideration and place them in your life where they need to be. And if something was said that wasn't for you, that's okay. Just put it to the side, block it out of your memory, but just take what God did speak through me to you and place it in your life where it should go. Be blessed today and know that better, greater. It is sooner, not later. All of this is good news. Be ye lifted up and praise and give God glory on this day. Walk in your peace and walk in your joy. That is the plan of God for you on this day. I love you. Bye-bye.